Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Ooh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290. If you want to reach us, please call. For this segment, Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams, you can call at 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Or you can tweet me right away, instantly, on the computer at Bruce Salin. Our next segment is Teen Rap with special guest Pastor Drew Sams. And I'm kind of tired of my boring, regular introduction. So I'm going to tell you about the services I attended that he led this past Sunday. This man is just remarkable. He stands in front of a very large crowd three times each Sunday and delivers a service that just is powerful, emotional, and with the quality of the music they have, it is truly entertaining. And I just am blown away. For someone as young as you are, Pastor Drew, you are mighty powerful. And I know you're leading services again this Sunday. So this is welcome, Pastor Drew. Please tell us about what you will be talking about this Sunday before we talk about our subject.
Sure. Well, hey, thanks for that intro. It's so encouraging. And yeah, last week we talked about the idea of not forgetting, how important it is for us to remember our past, even to remember our family heritage. And this weekend we're going to talk about upcoming, what happens when we do forget and how we can lose our context for our life and really our bearings in which we live. You know, I've had friends come back after college and, you know, they're so different. And I've heard that phrase, gosh, you've forgotten who you really are. And so really we're going to talk about what happens when we do forget and how you can re-remember your identity and where you came from.
That is so true. One of the things that Pastor Drew created for the service was he had various congregants recreate the patriarch's words from Moses to Abraham to Isaac. And it was simple, it was short, but it was very powerful.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Well, glad to see you and your family there.
Well, it was fun. I am amazed that I can sit in a house of worship and consider myself entertained versus just lectured to. And that is a skill that Pastor Drew possesses. And his church, by the way, is the Calvary Church in Westlake Village, California. For those Santa Barbara residents, it's only an hour away, and it can't hurt, and it's at 9, 11, and 6 p.m., and they don't pay me for this commercial. So let's talk about today's subject, Pastor Drew, finding your passion, fulfilling your passion. As a youth minister at Calvary Church, you must be facing kids that are lost or highly directed. So what would you like to offer us on this subject?
You know, it's interesting. We've talked a lot about, you know, finding your passion in a singular word, you know, like what is my one passion that I was created for? And I think sometimes I've seen students put so much pressure on themselves to try to find that one thing, thinking that they have to be just phenomenal at it, whether it's being a musician or an artist or in sports. And I always encourage students, you know, let's discover what could your passions, plural, be. And, you know, I look at my life and how obsessed I was with soccer in high school and eventually just kind of got burnt out on it. And the sports that I played after that and ended up getting into guitar and played that for a while. And now I love to write. And so it's been good for me to know that my passions can evolve and change as I've gotten busier. I don't have time for the team sports, but I can.
You can do the other two in your current work.
Exactly, yeah. Or I can, you know, wake up at 5 a.m. and go surfing and not have to wait for the referees to show up for the soccer game. It fits in my schedule. And so really, I talk a lot with students about let's explore some passions in the plural sense that can ebb and flow and with different times of the year, and not to put so much pressure that they've got to find their one thing that they were created for. Because I see that a lot. I don't know if you've experienced that as a father, or seen that in your interactions with the people that you know, but I've seen a lot of kids put so much pressure to find that one thing, that capital P passion, that.
I have experienced it and witnessed it actually in the other direction. The parents trying to force their passions upon their children.
Yeah.
A lot of it we see all the time through sports with the parents on the sidelines. But a lesson I learned pretty early on from my boys is that what I wanted them to do, what I hoped they would do, was not what they wanted to do. So when my older son discovered music and I realized that's where not only his talent lay, but his passion, I then supported it. I wanted him to become, you know, a world-class skier like me. Hmm. I wanted him to compete in the X Games like I do every year. Yes, yes, yes. Don't believe that. But he wanted to be a rock and roller, and he's darn good. So when I got him an electric guitar in sixth grade, it took off, and it was very evident he didn't want to come to Mammoth and go skiing with me. He wanted to go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at the Staples Center. Same thing with my younger one. He discovered art and anime and manga. And so that meant going to art school. Well, I can draw a stick figure reasonably well, but I can't do anything like he can do. So parents need to understand that their kids are not them, even if they share the same DNA.
Well, it's so true. You know, we hear that phrase so much that, you know, the parents are trying to live through their kids, and they're trying to extend their own youth and trying to get them, like you said, to be excited about the same things that they were excited. And really, it takes a lot of, I think, humility and patience and not being selfish for a parent to say, you know what, if you get excited about that, and that's not my thing, but your thing, I want to encourage you in it, and I want to get to know more about it so that I can encourage you and to provide opportunities for you and to provide environments for some things that that you're passionate about. And that's hard for a parent if they don't understand it, for example.
Well, and especially if they have a big ego, like yeah. I do. I looked at my kids as extensions of me, and they're going to do what I want them to do. And I quickly realized when my first one was born and he had colic and cried for 3 months straight that he wasn't going to do what I wanted him to do. Mm. So I got that lesson very quickly. I am curious, though, Pastor Drew, did you know you wanted to be a pastor for a long time? Did you discover it while at SC? When and where and how did that calling speak to you?
Sure. You know, it's so interesting. Even as you were given that too kind intro, I was reflecting back and thinking that I had no desire to be a pastor growing up. In fact, I was terrified over getting in front of people for school plays or even a classroom, raising my hand and having to ask a question. Just it terrified me.
I cannot believe
yeah.
that.
And when and for people who know me know that, but people who have met me later on in life, they think that how could that be? Because now I'm so comfortable up front in front of, you know, it's a couple thousand each Sunday. But I went into college at USC wanting to be a business major, wanting to go into marketing, and ended up halfway through realizing, you know, maybe I'd like to help people. And that was good for me. My parents encouraged me. Even though I was halfway through my studies at the University of Southern California, they said, you know what, if you are passionate about counseling, which is the direction I ended up wanting to go in at that time, then we'll support you. And so I switched from a business major at USC, and they're known for their business, mm-hmm. to psychology, which they're not really known for. So I ended up with a degree in psychology and a minor in business. And just out of that, I worked for a summer camp, and some friends said, have you ever thought about becoming a pastor? And I was like, no way. That's not for me. I'm not good enough. Not that. I came up with so many excuses and ended up just kind of falling into it. And it's just amazing to look back on this trajectory that I've been on, how everything from the business side to the creative side to the counseling is now all come together.
I was going to say they all coalesce.
Yeah, never would have planned it this way, though, but I'm so glad.
But I do. I would like to see the image of you in priestly frock on a surfboard.
Oh, it's twice this week. The surf's been really good.
Ah, that's amazing. I mean, really the irony, of course, is I've never seen you in priestly frock because I guess your denomination does not require that.
Yeah, I don't. Not even at Halloween have I dressed up like a priest, so that'll be new to me if I saw that.
Well, as usual, Pastor Drew, we have run out of time. I look forward to hopefully doing a special show with you that you and I discussed the other day. when we can figure a time to do that. And I think the audience would really appreciate it. How can people reach you and remind them again about the services?
Sure. Well, our church website's the best. It's calvarycc.org. That has all my contact info. And in fact, if you can't make it to Calvary, we even have all of our services online that you can watch via video. And all the information's there, calvarycc.org.
Thank you so much, Pastor Drew. It's once again time for a break. I'll talk to you next week.
Bruce, talk to you later.
Okay, be sure to call in if you'd like to or tweet. Next up is Julie Spira, the cyber dating expert. So if you want to ask anything about love, romance, and dating, you can call at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.